Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Izzy Goldstein. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Izzy Goldstein. And now, play ball. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Goldstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1. And the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Storti reaches third base with a triple. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Storti scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaufman covering, for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richardson moves to third. Izzy Goldstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richardson scores. Hayworth moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayworth moves to third. Goldstein moves to second. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayworth scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Storti moves to second. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Kaufman hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Richardson hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Izzy Goldstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goldstein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. Goslin moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Goslin moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Storti hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Goldstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaufman takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Kaufman trying to get to second. White throws the ball into Gehringer, who tags Kaufman for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. White steals second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Richardson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Storti hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth is hit by the pitch. Izzy Goldstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goldstein hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayworth moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. Hayworth moves to third. Davis moves to second. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Storti. Hayworth scores. Davis scores. Stone moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Burns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Goslin steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goslin moves to third. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.